And now, more You Talk Now.
Hey, it's Steve from You Talk. I am stoked about the show today. It's something very different. We're going to take a behind-the-scenes look, a little bit more casual today, and I think you're going to enjoy the conversation. You know, there's a lot of people working behind the scenes to make this thing happen, as well as expand it onto different platforms. So it's just not sitting in front of a tablet for one of us or all of us, and then boom, it happens. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes. So we want to spotlight one of them today who is brand new to the crew. So we want you to meet the crew and learn more about what's he doing, how is he doing it, why is he doing it, and the impact on you. He is a student, obviously, because he's an intern, and it's kind of cool because he goes to my alma mater, Biola University, and doing some very cool things. So his name is Benjamin, and Benjamin Folgert is one of our brand new interns. Benjamin, welcome to You Talk.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Steve. It's good to be here.
Like I said, I'm stoked to have you on the team, on the crew. You bring so many cool things. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Where are you from? Where do you live?
I am from Wisconsin. I'm a senior at Biola University, which is in La Mirada, California, but I'm currently back home in Wisconsin where my family lives. So I've been doing the semester, this fall semester online.
Ah, okay. Question. How is it with the long distance online learning? Are you cool with it? Are you still trying to get used to it?
Yeah, online all those classes, kind of good things. Yeah. At first, I was very opposed to it because I thought that there's no way you could get the same kind of learning experience as you would in the classroom. Mm-hmm. But the way that some of my profs have been approaching online learning has been very engaging. A lot of the reading and assignments are done outside of class while application is learned in class. So sometimes there's a lecture over Zoom. Sometimes there are also breakout rooms where you can discuss topic points
with your
classmates and share video examples too. So it's not all that bad, but I definitely miss the atmosphere of being on campus and the community around me.
Yeah, I mean, having that community, there's energy with that. I know I always like that rather than taking long distance classes and being able to interact with people and just being there. And it's kind of bummed because the campus is, for the most part, shut down. The guy that helps us find people like you, Nate, just reminded us that even Studio A is shut down, which we had filmed some TV shows there that will be available at some point in time. But do you find it, are you a self-disciplined person? Because I know for me, I think that's the hardest part of doing anything long distance or independent more than anything is I got to be disciplined. And that is not my forte.
Yes, you definitely have to wake up every day wanting to get something done. Tell yourself, I need to do this. Be self-motivated. Get things done. And if you really enjoy doing what you do, then you'll get it done for sure.
Yeah. I've had it said to me many times, you probably have too, is find something that you like to do and you're never going to work a day in your life. And I think the same kind of holds true with education. If you are kind of in the pocket doing what you really like to do, the drain isn't there. The dread. I mean, I'm guessing you're well past your general ed classes and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, I am taking one or two general education classes now just because I want to jump into film classes right away. So it's actually quite nice doing some gen ed classes now just because I like doing more of the hands-on things when I'm actually in person.
Absolutely. Well, how did you get from Wisconsin to Southern California? And those who are checking out the show and are not familiar with La Mirada, it's in Southern California, not far from Disneyland.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I know a few people here from Wisconsin that actually graduated from Biola, attended Biola, and just know a lot about the place. So when I told them that I'm interested in film, they told me all about the place, and I went out to California with my mom, and we checked out a bunch of places, and Biola ended up being the place that I thought I wanted to be at. And so I applied and got into the university, got into the cinema and media arts program, and now I'm learning a lot there.
Obviously, if people are paying attention, you're interested in film, you're doing film. How did you get started in that? I mean, it's iPhone and you started walking around filming, you know, the old film, you know, I don't know, because we've never talked about that.
Right. Well, I started doing some very low quality homemade films starring, you know, my neighbor friends or my younger sister or the family dog. Those films will never see the light of day.
Oh, but, come on. Little social media content. I mean, it's all about content, right?
Right. Yeah. But starting somewhere is very important to gaining experience and getting motivated and wanting to do better and then eventually actually doing better. Huh. So I started doing some video ministry work for my family's home church in Wisconsin.
Okay.
If you're interested in starting video projects, but you feel like you don't have any good work yet, starting out by helping your local community is a great way to do that, because mm-hmm. people will see you showing interest and someone will eventually connect you to someone and then someone else. And that's basically how the film world is. It's really all about connections. So if you help out where you can build your way up as long as you stay humble and do your best.
And that be willing to be involved and be willing to serve. Let's come back to that. I want to back up for a minute.
Okay.
Why film? What interested you when you were doing, you know, you're doing the family dog, the neighbor's cat, whatever it is, you know, where did that interest come from?
I think it all started when I was around 6 or 7 and just got a hold of a family camera and started filming around, watching a lot of movies and TV shows. It all just really interested me about how people really do that behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought really realistically about, that's really interesting, but also, like, how is that done and how can I be a part of that?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when, at what point, age maybe, did you say, this is it? This is what I'm all about. This is what I want to do. When did that come together for you? Was there a project you were working on and you said, okay, I have the aha experience. I got to keep doing this stuff.
Yeah, I think I somehow always knew. It was one of my main passions always.
Huh.
I did a promotional video for my former high school and former middle school, mm-hmm. and then doing some videography for a church and private businesses and other organizations in my community. I just found a passion for it and loving what I do. And so I just went full for it and decided to go out to California to learn more about it. So, yeah.
So there was no mom story. See, I have to throw that in there because I've got a drum background. I still, you know, very involved with music and all. But, you know, if my mom were here, she'd say, well, I knew you were going to be a drummer because when you were in my tummy and I would sit and type at my keyboard, I could feel you responding with a rhythm. You know, it's an Italian mom. How do you know whether to trust them or not? You know,
we'll
exactly. give her credit and say, okay, you know. So that's interesting. And so I'm assuming then in this process, you got some gear that you were able to start putting gear together to do a little bit more than just the family camera and that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. I actually got, after getting jobs, I would put a lot of my money toward more film gear. I
okay.
would make sure that some Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, things on my list were film related.
Here's the list.
Yeah. A lot of that, you know, other kids ask for
sure.
video games or things. And I'm like, I want a Sennheiser shotgun mic or whatever, you know, it's just, I was a weird kid, but I mean, it somehow rolled around to me getting into film and somehow ending up where I am now. So
interesting. Yeah. Now, where do you want to, let's jump ahead. We're going to jump all over. Where do you see yourself in an ideal world, best case scenario? I mean, what is like your dream job?
I think my dream job would be editing a Hollywood film.
Okay.
I think I'm mainly interested in editing. I'm interested in all different aspects of video and film, but I think editing has been my main passion for quite mm-hmm. a while. And also, you don't get all the overwhelming fame that comes with being an editor as much as a director or a producer.
Sure, or an actor, like being, whatever.
Right, yeah. I like being more of the behind-the-scenes background person, but also doing what I love and just kind of, I think the dream would be to sit in the theaters and see my name in the credits, you know, just be like, that's me. So,
that would be awesome. It really would.
Yeah.
Now, you, you kind of grabbed that word I was going to use. What's your passion? So your passion is editing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is there, for those of us who, I mean, I'm on camera, I do a lot of that stuff, but as you already know from your convos with me, I'm not the greatest tech person. You know, put a pair of drumsticks in my hand and I'm fine. Put a mic in front of me, a camera, whatever, I'm fine. But are there different kinds of editing, and are you more passionate about one than another or a few of them?
Yes, I actually took an editing class. I think it was my sophomore year of college. There's a bunch of different types of editing. I've done documentary editing. I've done narrative editing. I've done music video editing. And
all right.
I don't really prefer one over the other. I just kind of like testing my creativity and seeing what I can do with the content that I have.
Mm-hmm. So is that down the road, is that something that you're eventually going to have to specialize in? I mean, obviously, you're going to want to get as much experience as you can, I would assume, in as many different genres as you can. I mean, going from a doc to a music video, those are kind of bookends in one sense, you know. But is that something that you're just, at this point, you're going to say, hey, I'm going to get all the experience I can, even when I actually get into the real world of it. Is there any particular, okay, you said Hollywood, editing a film. What is there any kind of film an action film like a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible, you know, where, of course, I can't believe that guy does all his own stunts. I mean, he's amazing, you know.
That's crazy. I've seen so many videos of him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is nuts. I got to wonder the insurance policy they've got to have on him, you know, because, but definitely. I mean, he's such a ginormous star, but he's unbelievable. I watched Fallout the other day, and I mean, it's just killer film and killer stunts, but action film, romantic film, holiday film, comedy, or just something in Hollywood that's got the pro vibe.
Well, initially, when I came into college my freshman year, I was really into thriller and horror movies and making up as much as I could. Now I'm into more action adventure. I just recently edited a documentary that was very successful, and I'm working on a new one. So there's no really specific genre. I really like expanding my knowledge on any aspect of what I'm working in. So whatever I decide to land on in the future, getting as much experience as I can now, and then finding out eventually where I want to be.
I would assume there's some overlap. I mean, like in music, you know, when I was starting out, I was encouraged to play all kinds of different styles. Steve, just get in there, you know, play with this band, that band, you know, and I really did. I covered just a broad, you know, spectrum of music. And then I found it to be beneficial when I got in the studio because, you know, somebody would say, hey, we need this surf feel, you know, the producer, can you give us kind of the Beach Boys? Well, what's going in my mind? I'm hearing Beach Boys sounds and I'm going, okay, now I know what they want. You know, it's kind of like you build up this library. So I'm assuming in filmmaking, it's something similar.
Right. Yeah. I've done a lot of different genres and there's no really one specific thing that I want to do. It's really having the willingness to learn goes a long way. Testing yourself in different waters, saying,
cool,
this might not be something that I'm interested in, or this might not be something that I'll be doing for life, but if I'm a little bit interested in it, let's just see where it takes me. And
experience. That's
where it takes me.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. Tell us about the one, I think that I'm thinking of the right project, the award-winning documentary you did, which when I saw that, I said, gotta have this guy. We gotta have this guy. Cause it was just, tell us about that.
Right. Yes. I was the sole editor for an award-winning documentary that my good friend Nicole had directed over the last couple of years. It is about the art of skateboarding, the community that lies within the sport, and follows around the life of some skaters in the great Los Angeles area, and as well as Phoenix, Arizona, who talk about how they got into skating, what it does for their confidence, how it impacts other people, and how every skater, regardless of their background, has formed this community that supports each other in doing the sport together. So film is called Shreds Not Dead. It is a 20 minute long documentary. It has won several awards in various film festivals, and we've gotten a lot of really good feedback from critics. Yeah, thank you.
Oh no, it really is. And Is there a way people can see that documentary? Because I think everybody needs to see it. I mean, it, like I said, it's killer. When I saw that, I go, we got to have this guy. Where can – is it available where somebody can, you know, in the audience could go watch it?
Yes, you can actually just simply search on YouTube, Shred's Not Dead. It should be on there, the video that's approximately 20 minutes long. Or you can go under my Instagram. I should have a link to my website and my bio, and there should be a link to that that also takes it right there.
What's your social media handle then for going on Insta?
Ben Folgert, BenFolgert. You can find me either in the search bar or tap on my Instagram handle right above me. My account is public, so feel free to message me, anyone.
Nice.
I also have a LinkedIn profile and a Facebook account that you can find if you simply search Benjamin Folgert on your mobile device, tablet, or desktop, or whatever you're using.
Whatever it is you're using.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys, you got to check out Benjamin's film. I mean, this Shred's Not Dead. It really is great. I mean, it's one of the coolest things I've seen. And I think skateboarders would appreciate it. And I think those who are not necessarily skateboarders, but like, you know, like that whole thing. Again, I learned so much in that 20 minutes. It was awesome. It really was. And I appreciate that. So other projects you're working on now?
There are some projects that I'm working on now, other documentaries. There are some that I cannot explicitly say what they are yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they haven't been officially announced yet, but I think a lot of my time has been filled up with schoolwork as well, finishing up my senior year, and also interning with UTalk as well. A lot of that.
Okay, we're going to throw that in there. Nice. Okay. Now, what drew you to UTalk? I mean, because there's a whole bunch of opportunities you had. And what was it that brought you to us?
Well, as you know, I'm a student at Biola University, and there's a weekly email thread that goes out that gets sent to all the film students from the department office about potential opportunities to get a job or an internship.
Yeah.
So over the summer, I found UTalk and just sent an email about any post-production needs. And after we exchanged a few emails here and there, I'm excited to help out on some upcoming episodes and good content. I really love the many resources that UTalk has, some of the great quality content that they deliver.
Thank you. The growth,
the professionalism of your interviews, but also how organic and natural it is.
And we're excited to have you because of the projects you're going to be working on. There's some things I don't want to say too much at the moment. Again, spoiler alert, but there's some things that we have filmed and you're going to be specifically working on. And I'm totally stoked because I want to see that come together. And I think you get the vibe of what we're trying to do. But so many different things. I mean, and I appreciate your willingness to just kind of be a servant in a sense of servant attitude because you're going to be working on this priority thing, which is going to be a huge project, especially once we get it launched and going. I think you're also going to be working, if I'm correct, with the new one-on-one with UTalk that'll be on YouTube.
Yes, that is correct. I'm also excited about that. Any opportunities that I have to give my skill and talent over, but also learn from you guys as well. It's really a give and take thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that if to somebody in the audience, if you haven't done an internship, when you are looking at them, make sure it's going to be a give and take rather than just, you know, maybe the organization taking. And of course, we made that very clear with you that, we want to learn both ways. You know, it's you've got a lot to teach us, and I like fresh eyes. I like and you've heard me use the phrase with you and our other intern. Use your creative genius. You know, because you're very gifted, and I really appreciate that. I think that's an exciting thing to not exploit, but watch you grow and watch you teach us. And in fact, in a couple of days, you're going to be helping me with some audio things.
Yes.
You know, because I want to get started in doing voiceover things. So, and I appreciate that. But you've got just such a great attitude, you know, and again, gifts. And you know, with UTalk, we've talked a lot about this. I mean, things are crazy right now. Obviously, everybody knows this. And I mean, all the different tensions from racial tension to divisive politics to, you know, the pandemic and can you open, can you not, and businesses going under. It's sad because we're losing a lot of places that we're going to miss. But what in the midst of these uncertain times, what could we do as individuals to make a difference, to change the world, to make it a better place?
Right. That is a very good question. I think it all comes down to listening to one another and being kind to one another. Most of us are really quick to think of responses and arguments while the other person is talking, instead of recognizing them as a human being with wants and needs, the same as me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then being kind to people and having the best intentions. This has been one crazy year, as you pointed out. And showing kindness to people will go a long way, even if you disagree on something. So showing mutual respect for each other is something that we should be exemplifying. So listening intently and showing kindness are two things that seem small, but can make a big difference in the crazy world.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I like the way you just added a little part to listening, because we are not good listeners in our culture. You know, it's and some of us can multitask. I mean, especially I'm sure you can as an editor and everything you're doing within film. And I, as a drummer, I mean, I've got to have four-way coordination completely separate, and I could be having a conversation with you, listening to some music, and reading something online, and I pretty much can keep track of everything that's going on, but I'm not listening intently, listening with purpose, hypothetically, to you. I might be hearing what you're saying, but hearing is very different than listening, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, great point you made there.
I like that word intently, because I think that's huge. You know, and we just flippantly respond, and I've gotten some crazy responses to things. You know, here's one. A guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, man, how's it going? You know, what are you doing?" And other things. I thought, I'm a travel experiment. I said, "Oh, dude," I said, "man, I found out I got terminal cancer. I've got like 6 months to live." He goes, "Oh, man. Oh, dude, that is killer. That is so awesome." And he walks away. And I saw
him. Because he wasn't intently listening to what
exactly.
You were saying. It was just,
he just heard me. And I went back up to him, you know, later, and I said, "Hey, dude, do you remember we were talking about? Yeah, man, you told me about something just like totally cool, and it's really happening." And, you know, I said, "Dude, I told you I had terminal cancer. And I got like 6 months to live." And he just went, "Whoa." So I really like the way you put that. Listen intently. Pay attention. I hate it when I'm, and I think this kind of fits in what you're talking about, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, or when I used to be able to meet with people, you know, you're out getting, I'll say, a cappuccino, because I'm Italian, you got to make that come out.
Okay. You know? All right. Fair enough.
All right. So, you know, you're getting a Starbucks or whatever, and somebody's constantly on their phone, you know, oh, hang on. And it's like, why did you bother to reach out to me to set up this meeting, because, you know, you seem like you're very preoccupied with all these calls." And I know sometimes you have to do that. I remember being, I had the opportunity to have lunch with my best friend and a very high profile. I think anybody in our audience would know his name. He's run for president. Nice guy, just a great guy. But Benjamin, I will never forget this. We're in the restaurant at his hotel, and he takes out his mobile device, powers it down, puts it back in his pocket, never reached for it in 2+ hours.
Pretty impressive. I don't see much of that anymore.
No, you don't. And I thought, you know, and he doesn't think he's special. He doesn't, you know, I mean, he's just a great guy. But I kept thinking, if somebody at, I'm going to say level, I don't think he'd appreciate that. And I don't mean that there's levels of people, but with his job, who he is, you know, his experience and those kinds of things. If somebody like that can power the phone down, I can do that. And somebody else can do that. I think that's a big thing. But listening to that's huge. And being kind. Oh,
right.
What does it mean to be kind? How do you, display kindness? How do you show kindness to somebody?
I think it just generally comes down to treating other people the way you want to be treated. I know it sounds like a very generic answer, but it's also very true. Never want to be treated, if you say something mean to someone else, you never want to be treated the same way, with the same level of you know, very low respect for one another. That's never something that you want to get back. So
no. And you mentioned respect as well too. And I, well said, you know, just, you know, I think that is a world changer, you know, is treating others the way you want to be treated. I don't think any of us want to be treated mean. And sometimes I want to go up to a bully or somebody who's just flat out being just awful, mean, say, why are you so upset? Why are you mean? No, I'm not mean. No. Why are you bullying this person? There's a reason behind it, you know. And we, when we talk about bullying, which is a whole other subject, but we usually talk about those that are being bullied, which is awful, but we don't talk very, very frequently about the bully and why they're bullying. But true. I like that. Kindness, it's simple. It's not rocket science, you know, just treat, I need to treat you the way I want to be treated. And treat you with respect. You're human, okay? You're a human being. I'm a human being. We all have the same parents when you really think about it. I mean, you go back in human history, we all come from the same parents, you know? Whatever color your skin is, whatever your ethnicity is, if I cut my arm and you cut your arm, our blood's the same color.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of this stuff that's going on in our culture, and again, I don't want to be overly simplistic, especially to somebody who's, you know, with us today and going, you don't know what I've been through. And you're right. I don't. And I don't want to oversimplify things. I know, Benjamin, you don't either. But I think there's some simple things that, to me, that's a world changing thing that in and of itself, some have called it the golden rule. In fact, in every major world religion is that very thing. Treating others the way you want to be treated. It's foundational. It should be a core value for all of us. So, man, I appreciate that. Very, very good stuff. We feel very privileged to have you on the crew. And it's been fun to be able to turn the spotlight on you. Plus, for people in the audience, people that are encouraged by what we're doing, they're helped by what we're doing, you got to know, I can only do what I do because of a crew that includes you.
Oh, and
you know, I want people to know that, you know, and when you start seeing our new one-on-one with you talk, I want you to say, hey, we heard from Benjamin. He's helping to do that. So thank you. We really appreciate you. We're grateful for you. Love what you're doing. Once again, give us the title of that documentary because everybody's got to see it, and tell us where we can find it and give us your social again.
It's called Shreds Not Dead. It is out on YouTube. It is also out on my website, which you can find a link in my bio description on Instagram. My Instagram is Ben Folgert, BenFolgert. And also make sure you're following UTalk on Instagram and other social media platforms.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm making sure to plug for you too. Yeah,
that's right. No, for sure. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
This is UTalk Radio.